What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with Kardashians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are discussing Season 13, Episode 4, titled Kim's Last Ditch Effort. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be awesome. We've got to talk about Kim's harsh reality, as well as Khloé's new denim line. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Boom. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We have a lot to talk about, as usual.
Totally.
We've got an amazing news and gossip section at the end with some juicy stuff, so make sure you stay tuned at the end to watch that. But first of all, I have a lovely panel next to me.
Yes! Hi, everyone!
Rachel's back!
I'm back! Yeah. Love being here. As y'all know, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
Hello, everybody. I'm Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
Hey, my name is Mina. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Ooh.
All right. She's making some magic tonight with that necklace. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a secret pendant.
I love that.
Transports you to other worlds. Like
hey.
World.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
I want to be transported to that world.
don't we all?
I know.
Yeah. We all.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and break this down. We're going to be talking about Kim's storyline first. She went through a lot this episode.
She did.
She's gone through a lot the past three episodes in general.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, you know, I understand why she wants more children. I do fear for her safety as well as her whole family does. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to see that, you know, by the end they were able to kind of somewhat convince her, like, look, you need to put this at rest. But she wanted to make sure that she could do everything in her power to give it her best shot, because her and Kanye want another kid. I mean, she's got this amazing family with all these, you know, siblings. Mm-hmm. She wanted
a big family.
Exactly.
That's where she's from a huge family, so I understand that's why she wants the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Northwest wants a sister and a brother.
How cute is that? I know. That was really cute when Kim asked North, do you want a brother or sister? The original answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes. And Kim, you could tell Kim was like, a boy or a girl?
I know.
Boy, so girl. Like, it's like she wants both.
And did you love how when she said, do you have makeup on right now? And she's like, no. She's like, okay, good. And she's like,
so good. You almost know that Kim has taught her, like, when I have makeup on, when mommy has makeup,
no touchy when I have makeup on.
I know. So she's like, you could see something
really
going on in her mind. Do you have
she's
makeup
so
on?
So cute. I love seeing that connection between Kim and her daughter, because you don't see that a lot, and now we're seeing a lot of it. And it's just so refreshing, and it's nice to see her as that maternal figure.
Yeah.
Because we don't see her in that role a lot. And she's such she seems like such a good mom at least.
Definitely.
And North was on a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Like this was the longest we've seen North.
Exactly.
And, like, communicating with everyone in the camera and just being present. I was like, wow, North again in another shot?
She's killing it with the style of the black choker.
Right? Like, she has more fashion than I do.
Come on. She does. I love her.
Totally.
I love how they went from Kanye was like, at first, oh, North is not going to be on the show at all.
Yes, right?
I'm not going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, oh, hey, North, how you doing? Like, every little episode.
Exactly.
And Kanye even makes appearances, too.
I know.
So it's like, wow, he changed his tune from saying no, no, no to now.
But Saint's not on at all.
He was last episode.
I mean,
he saw the back of his head. And I get it. I was like, that's Saint. I know it. I know what they did there. I know what they did.
I know, exactly. I know. And I love how they do want to grow their family. I understand that 110%. But she's wanting to have this uterine surgery to be able to have another kid to repair a hole in her uterus. So to see if it's okay and if she'll be all right to do that, you know? So she goes in, she has the surgery, and then literally she said she looked 5 months pregnant because she had, like, that belly. Mm. I felt awful for her. She couldn't pee. Like,
her pee bag.
Yeah, she had a catheter.
Oh, my gosh. And
that's got to be
a
painful.
Pee bag.
I know, and the whole story where she said that North accidentally let out her pee bag all over the carpet.
Ew,
she
said
like,
that?
Yes.
Ew.
That's so sad.
I love how her best friend is like, I can tell how funny I am based on how much pee gets spilled into your bag.
Right?
That's like the first time he makes a joke and I actually laugh, because I usually don't laugh at his jokes.
Me neither.
It's pretty funny.
I know.
That was like unintentional shade right there.
I do love how Jonathan is so there for Kim, and he literally dropped everything to be there for her. He went to the house to rest with her, and then also came to the doctor's. A very, like, unopportune time to knock on the door whenever she's, like, literally trying to pee everything out. She's like, oh, one moment!
One moment!
But, like, I love how he's there for her, and they seem like such great best friends, and I don't know, I just love their dynamic, and it seems like he's really, really there for her. But
it's not like the camera guy could have opened the door, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. He had to wait for Kim to, like, walk there, exactly. Get it on camera. Yeah.
I know, exactly. I know. But the sad thing was that Kim did have complications with her with her bladder and is in very much pain. And it's so sad because she's gone through so much recently, and the fact that she's had such complicated pregnancies, and then now this, and then she's trying to get it fixed, and then this happens, and she literally does say, like, literally, what else could happen to me? Mm-hmm. And it makes me heartbroken for her because she's wanting to grow her family, wanting to expand and be able to have a positive thing happen after all the negativity, mm-hmm. and to see her not be able to in the normal way have a kid. It's heartbreaking, and I know it's the reality for a lot of people out there who are not able to have children. Mm-hmm. Luckily, she does have two, but I mean, I totally get why she wants to grow.
More urgent, too. She really emphasized how she wants it more urgent because of the whole Paris situation. Mm-hmm. She wants another kid sooner, which was really interesting to hear, because I could also see where she would want to wait and, like, just bond more with her current kids, with Sarah North, and kind of, like, have them just be mama bears to them, and then one day have another child. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting to hear her point of view. It's like, no, I want it sooner because of it.
Yeah. And I love how she really thinks about things into the future. I think because she lost her dad so young, mm-hmm. she has this mindset where she doesn't know when she's going to pass away, and she wants the home to be a place, you know, where she really thrives there, and she likes being the stay-at-home mom now and having a break from all the work and the hustle and bustle, which I thought was I like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, spending time with your kids, especially when they're this young, is super important.
It is.
You know, do you think we'll ever see a time where she'll stop working again? You know, she took those 3 months off there, and she was great, but I feel like she's moving towards that again. Like, I just want to stay at home. Like,
I think maybe for a little bit, especially if anything happens to either of her kids, and then she realizes, you know, family first over career. Especially since she's already set, I feel like, for life.
Well, she's such a workaholic.
I know, she is. And she has taken somewhat of a break. And, like, she's not as promoting on Snapchat, like, her fancy stuff as much anymore. She still does some of that, and she does share with her fans now, which I'm so thankful, because I know she had to have that time for herself, but I missed a girl.
I missed
her, and I was so happy to see that she is at least sharing some more stuff with us, and we can see her life, because we love her. And being able to see that again, it makes me so happy, because it shows that she feels like she's at least in somewhat of a safe spot to be able to start doing that again.
Exactly.
But I do realize that she is a little bit more reserved, because things have changed. She can't do everything that she did before, because she has to, you know, without being scared and without living in fear, she has to be able to pull back a little bit and not give so much of herself to people, which I totally respect.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And then she mentioned, so unfortunately it wasn't successful, the surgery wasn't successful, and Dr. Paul Crane encouraged her to not have kids. And so that's when Chloe, Courtney, and Kim were talking about other options, and that's when Courtney asked, well, are you interested in a surrogate? And so, what is y'all's opinion on that? Do you think she would go through with that? I mean, she did say she wants to have another kid, but if that's not an option,
what do y'all think? Definitely good, considering you'll still have the genetics of both Kim and Kanye, so she'll still feel like it's hers if that's important to her. That doesn't make someone your kid necessarily. You can always adopt, and that's a great solution too. But the thing is, she's not going to be lactating since she's not pregnant, which means she's not going to get to breastfeed her child. Oh. And that could be an issue in terms of bonding with the baby. She might have a different experience with the pregnancy if she goes with a surrogate versus having a natural birth, and that it might complicate things a little bit. I don't know all of the pros and cons of having a surrogate, but
But I do like the way you were looking at it realistically, because, you know, it is different. I mean, and of course you want to think, I'm going to love each child the same, and I'm sure she would, but there is that thought where it's like, well, the bonding, you know, it's so important at such a young age. But I think that she, of all people, would be able to do it.
I think so, too.
Even just carrying the baby, like, from first trimester to third trimester, that's a very important part of bonding, too, and having the baby inside you and carrying it the whole way through. Yeah. So,
well, I have a friend who did the whole surrogate option because it wasn't, you know, she couldn't have her own kid. And I think she's just as close as she is with her other two kids. She had two kids and then had baby Elin as a through surrogacy, and it's their baby. Like, that, to clarify, it's the mom and dad's genes that go into stomach and miracle. And I feel like you have the same bond, like, breastfeeding or not. Not all moms breastfeed their children when they have their own kids, and they're still just as close.
Right.
And
so it's just a different uterus.
Yes.
That's the only difference.
Right. Right.
And science class, guys.
And, like, my question for y'all is, if she goes through the whole surrogate route, do you think one of her sisters would volunteer to be the baby holder? Courtney. I think Courtney out of everyone,
I think
right?
Courtney already said she
did
would.
Did she?
Yeah.
Courtney's like, well, I would do it. And then and I'm here like, I would do it.
I know. I would do it. Oh, wait.
Wait, is Chloe able to do it? Because we know Chloe had difficulties getting pregnant.
True.
Before, but could she carry a baby in her uterus? Because I feel like Chloe would be more than willing to do that.
I know. And I don't know. Like, Courtney's already had 3 children. I don't know if it's safe for... I mean, obviously, people have more than 3 children. Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't want to put her at risk either. But... She said she loves being pregnant.
She loves being pregnant.
Who says that, though? That's amazing.
But I love that.
I love the fact
that her family would do that for her is amazing. I don't know if they would, because I know she said they're exploring options, and Kanye and her are thinking about this and talking about this, and surrogacy is a thing that they want to do, pretty much, is what that's the option they have right now.
Yeah.
So whether it be that or adoption, I think that's incredible. I think if you adopt, you're able to take a child who is less fortunate or doesn't have a family and give them a family. I think that's an incredible thing. But also surrogacy as well. I mean, if you want another child and you want it to have your genes, then that's a great way to do it as well.
True.
So I just hope...
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, even adoption too. Like, those two options instead of bearing your own child is a lot more expensive. But I think the Kardashians will be okay in that.
Yeah,
I know.
That aspect.
I know. I just... I hope whatever Kim does, I hope she's happy, because she deserves happiness.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. With her whole family. And I love that... It seems like Kanye's really there for her in this time, and you know, everyone has their opinions about him, and I know that in the past I have, but I do want to say that I really, really do think he's an incredible father and an incredible husband to Kim, and I think he's incredible.
He really loves her. I feel like you can tell. He really, really loves her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit obsessive. Just a little
bit. Bring out the violins for Mother's Day. Exactly. The whole wall of roses.
He loved her for a while.
When they were just friends,
when he was in the friend zone, he was so into him. And I love that he managed.
A little crazy sometimes. Just a tad. But, you know, I guess it's love. Strong love.
Go ahead. That's an obsession. That's his way of passionately showing his love. So we respect that.
Respect.
But I do want to say one of my favorite storylines of the episode. This was a more positive storyline, because, you know, we obviously give our condolences to Kim and how the surgery didn't work out, but we love how much fun and the joy in Chloe's face being able to expand her gene line. And Good American is an amazing thing. Their campaign was women of all sizes.
Amazing.
And it catered to everyone, and I think that I knew, especially, that whenever she said that she was going to do this, this was going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know. She was nervous, and, you know, she's doing the photo shoot, and she finds out she has to sell over 150,000 units.
Wow.
Like,
and able to move on and stuff, like, to the next season and everything. So she's freaking out, but I just love how Kylie is so supportive.
I know! The little sister supporting the big sister.
I know.
And how Kylie mentioned during the show how she had the same anxiety as well when she was selling her lip kits and her makeup line.
Yeah.
So she could relate on such a intimate level with her, saying, like, I know how you feel,
sister. Does anyone know what the price point is of those jeans? I forgot to look it up.
That's a great
question.
That is
a good question.
Because I was going to say, like, I feel like the concept of a lip kit is more marketable and easier to sell because everyone can wear lipstick, right? But with the jeans, I feel like not necessarily everyone is going to want the jeans. Although I like the idea behind the jeans more than the idea behind the lip kit for my, like, own reasons. But I don't know. I feel like if Kylie can sell all of those lip kits just by attaching her name to something that's essentially ColourPop quality, I feel like Chloe, with that message, could easily blow that out of the water. She has
Kylie's so much younger. Like, not to say Chloe's old, but it's just, like, she's in a hole that... teeny bopper type of thing.
Yeah, the whole Instagram audience. And
I mean, Chloe can sell, but
Snapchatters.
I just think Kylie is more marketable.
That's crazy to me. That I guess I'm just so biased because I've loved Chloe since day one. She's always been my favorite by far. So I don't know. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, I think either one of them for me can do no wrong. But I knew going into this it was going to be successful, and I love how Kylie shows up to the photo shoot to be there for her, and the fact that she was able to kind of be there for her later, like you said, to be like, hey, look, you know, you just got to be yourself. You got to put it out there. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but just don't try too hard. Like, just do what you're passionate about, and things will work out. And I was like, Kylie, thank you.
I know.
Like, you know, little sister putting her big sister's mind to rest. That's such a great quality.
I love that.
Yeah. I just love their dynamic. Yeah. Their whole family. Everyone's so close.
My heart was like this when Chloe's like, yeah, everyone knows me as the fat sister. Now I don't want to be known as the
failure sister. Seems like she's doing all right. She's doing all right with it. But I get what you mean, how the lip kit could be more marketable, because for the kit, you just need to pick a color.
Yeah.
But for the jeans, it has to fit you need
you
to
the right way. You have to try it on. You have to go in the store. But the lip kit, you don't have to try it on before you get it. You order it online. You don't have to worry about the size. You just get the shade you want.
Right.
If it's not good, whatever.
And like, we all know based on her Instagram and Kylie Snapchats how she tries on every
swatches.
Which is very helpful because literally she just like boom, boom, boom. But I think, I mean, there's so many different styles of the Good American jeans because, you know, you can look at the styles online. All the different fits, everything like that. I feel like I like the I mean, in a sense, it's kind of like a lip kit because you have different shades and different colors and different textures, and you're able to kind of incorporate that into the jean line and be like, all right, you want a ripped jeans or you want regular jeans? You want dark jeans? You want small shorts? Do you want this, that? You can kind of customize and get exact size and shape, everything you want. I just love that. I think that's why it's so successful. She obviously was able to pull it off. I had no doubt. And she sold so many units. Yeah. It was like the second biggest launch for Nordstrom. And then, you know, I think it ended up breaking denim history, which was really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, shout out to you. Do we know if she's still going to do that backpack thing? You know, Chloe, she always goes to the gym and she was talking about how she wanted to do something with the backpack because everybody used to ask her what's in her bag when she goes to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she's still going
to
do that.
Like, to do it on her app or like on the show?
Kind of like she wanted to sell out, not sell out, but like sell bags of things that she keeps in her gym bag, and it'd be like Chloe's gym bag, and sell it to like people.
That would be a really good subscription based box, because I know like with Ipsy they do it with beauty products. It would be really good to have one for the gym, like subscription.
Like a little gym?
Yeah, I'm gonna patent that idea.
I know that there is something in the works with the backpack line, just from a mutual friend that's told me. So I think that is something to look forward to. I don't know how near in the future it is, but Chloe has said she wants to do it, and this person kind of confirmed, and I'm like, that's awesome. I can't wait. I think it would be cool as a subscription. I don't know if that's what they're planning or not, but that would be so cool because it keeps people coming back. Like the first order, maybe you could get the backpack, and then each month you could get a box with the stuff.
Isn't she trying to come out with an athletic line as well? Wasn't that in the making? Or she's definitely mentioned it to where she wants to.
I feel like that would do so well. There's not a ton of celebrity athletic wear. I mean, they have the Kate Hudson one. Fabletics, like that's the one that is so prominent because of all the advertising and marketing behind it. But I feel like if any of the Kardashians did that, that would go crazy.
Yeah.
The one thing that I feel like didn't take off so well for them, though, do you guys remember their Sears line?
Oh yeah, they were at Sears.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like they have so many other opportunities to branch out. They're gonna stay relevant for a long time.
Definitely. They're the family that just keeps on giving, and we keep on taking.
Even if they're not relevant after a while, their kids will be. So like Northwest and Sage and Mason and Penelope, like pretty much everyone.
Yeah. And speaking of Mason, he was engaged. He got engaged on tonight's episode.
Cute.
I was like, that's really cool. How you know they mention all the children. They're mentioning all the kids.
I know.
And they're all involved in the show.
I love seeing the little tidbits in the show and like getting to see their faces or them just being themselves and being kids.
Yeah.
It's just so refreshing because it shows that they're really great parents to these kids, and these kids are growing happy. They seem happy and
they really do.
Loved, and it's incredible. I really love that. One thing I did want to touch on was whenever Chloe goes to her event at the Grove, it was right after Kim's Paris situation. It was like the first public event that you know, they've done besides the Ellen show with Chloe. And, you know, we see some of the fans trying to reach out and talk to her and touch her. And the security guards are like, no. She kind of goes over to Chris and is like, look, can we tell the security to take it down a notch? Just a little bit. Like, if the fans want to interact with me and, like, talk to me or touch me, like, it's okay. You know, tell them to take it down a notch because it's too intense, you know. And I get that because it's your event. Obviously, you want to stay safe. But at the same time, you're there for your fans.
And
you want to connect with them on this jean line that you're doing for all people. So you want to be able to have that, you know, love and interaction.
Yeah, chemistry,
because you're not always at an event where you can interact with them. So this is the time to do so. So I love how she realized that and was like, I get why you're trying to protect me, but we got to also incorporate the fans. And it just shows that Chloe really does care.
She does.
Definitely. And my favorite thing at the end, where Chloe to Chris, where Chris is like, that's just crazy. And then Chloe's like, your ex-husband turned into a girl.
Yeah.
The very ending.
And then Chris is like, you went there. Did you really go there?
Well, even Rob was throwing shade at Chris. Like, the very end, he walks in outside, and Rob goes, I put it down because I was like, oh my gosh, your wig is completely falling off to his mom. Like, Chris is just like, oh my gosh. That was so mean. And that's the kind of stuff that I feel like they would edit out as executive producers, Chris, Chloe, Kim, Courtney. I thought they would, like, you know, that kind of stuff that's like, oh my gosh, like, I need to be perfect all the time.
I was thinking about that, but I feel like they purposely leave it in just because it's funny.
Yes, yeah. And I'm glad they do.
Yeah, I'm glad they do. It shows that it's real. I don't think that Chris actually has a wig. I'm pretty sure she just has a lot of hairspray.
She doesn't have a wig.
She doesn't.
Or maybe some inserts. Yeah, maybe some inserts. Who knows? He would know. Let's try it for who knows.
You look great, Chris.
I love you, Mama Chris. Let's talk about Rob, because he basically tells Chloe and Scott about this crazy spider position sex that goes on between him and Chyna, and how it was like the best night of his life.
Not surprised.
I'm just like, I didn't want to think of it, but then my mind was wondering, like, how does this work? And like, he was on the ceiling apparently, like, hanging down from the ceiling.
What?
He was like, I was like, coming down from the ceiling, and she was on the, and I was like,
She was like a pretzel. It's so weird. Okay, so I feel like the Kardashians are so open about sex, but I've never heard Rob Kardashian go into any sort of detail. So it was just like, cringeworthy for me. I was like, I want to hear it, but I was like, oh my god, Rob, no, don't go there. Don't do that, please.
I know. Him and Chyna were getting it on for sure. But I do love how he seemed to interact with the family more, be joking around, give them crazy stories like that, and then also, you know, get their favorite Armenian restaurant carousel delivered to them.
I love that.
That
yeah.
was so cute.
Was when, that product placement? Yeah. I want to know.
In previous episodes, they've always mentioned carousel. They've always have, and how that is a really big bond with, you know, Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a problem.
I don't think
at
so.
All.
And they weren't able to ever.
That's a family restaurant to them.
Yeah. And they're not able to go as much to, to the restaurant the anymore location. Because they're so, you know, well known, and it's hard with security and everything. So they just have it delivered to them, which I love.
Get outside. I love it.
I know. And Rob wants to be able to get healthy. I know this has been an ongoing thing for a long time, but, you know, his sisters did kind of attack him, the mom too. I mean, Chris, it was kind of one of those things where he was trying to have a nice dinner, and he brought this for everyone, and then they're like kind of roasting him about his health and like, oh, don't you want to be around for your baby? And it's like, Rob really wants to be there for his baby. It's very obvious. He's trying very hard to be with everyone and get them food. So the fact that they kind of did that, I was like, come on, like, he's really trying to be with you guys right now. Can we just have like a fun dinner?
Sometimes when family loves you so much, they don't know how to say things in the right way. So I can imagine him feeling ganged up upon. Yeah. That is not fun at all. But he has, he wants to go from 295 to 220, I think. So 75 pounds to lose. I feel like it is doable, especially is. The fact that he has those resources at his fingertips. A lot of people,
Gunnar Peterson.
And a lot of people don't have that luxury of time. They're working full-time jobs. They have so much on their plate that they don't have the time to work out, or they haven't been able to, because they're supporting like an entire family, that their health doesn't come first. For him, I feel like he does have the time to get that in order. So it's definitely possible, and I am hoping to see him go back to that, because even when he was younger, he was a track star.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it's not like he was never athletic. He was super hot. He really was. But it's not like he doesn't have that ability. He easily does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just needs to be in the right mindset. A lot of it is mental.
Totally. And I think it was interesting how Chris was like, you know, I tell you, 12,000 steps, all you gotta do is walk around. And then his response is like, Mom, I've told you to call Gunner. Which is interesting, because I feel like the phone conversation or the phone call to Gunner needs to come from Rob.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom, I told you to call, but it's like, I don't know.
But if really want this is done, the thing. But this is the thing. It. If they're hounding him so long, wouldn't they just do it for him? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
They have. Like, remember Kim wanted to get in shape with him, like, okay, come to my workout, come with. They've always invited him, but he would just, like,
he just feels insecure, because at that point, they're working at a much faster pace than he is. The worst thing is when you have a friend who's, like, super fit, and you're going on a run with them, and it's like, oh my god, I can't do this right now. Like, stop, I hate feeling like the straggler.
But at the same time, he's gotta start somewhere, and I think this is a great thing, because I mean, we've seen doing the Revenge Body panel. We've had some of the cast in, and we just see their transformations, and they just stuck to it and did it, and they've lost so much, and they look incredible. And not only do they look incredible, but they feel incredible on the inside. And that is just, that's amazing. And it's one of those things where you're just like, wow, like, this is possible. And, you know, that whole show and Chloe being able to do that and display that for everyone, that was just an amazing thing.
So what you're saying is he should go on Revenge Body.
I mean, that would be really cool. I think that would bring some really good ratings.
Yeah. Well, you talk about him being insecure, and I do think Rob is still insecure, but not to the full extent anymore, because he's on camera.
Yeah.
He gave up a couple seasons to be off camera hiding, and I feel like once Blac Chyna was in the loop, she kind of brought him out of his shell, and now, you know, they had Rob and Chyna, their spinoff, and now he's currently on the show. And I think he's not as insecure, and he is working towards a healthier lifestyle.
I want him to be happy. I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's got to be so tough, is to feel insecure and not comfortable in your own skin, and you feel lethargic or whatever else is going on. Weight loss is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
I would love to see his own weight loss show. Like, I would watch it. Like, if it was just
would
Rob.
Would you? You'd watch it if it's just him, like a Rob spinoff, like... Rob gets in shape. Rob's own revenge body.
I love that.
I would watch it. Just like Mama June.
I love Mama June.
Mama June.
Mama June did her thing.
Yes.
Incredible. She looks incredible. I mean, did she just go in hiding for a long time, like while she was doing this, and like not be in front of the cameras? And
right.
Because whenever we saw like the reveal, we were like, wait a minute. Like, whoa. Like, this happened and we didn't even know.
Right.
Insane.
Okay.
Insane.
Okay.
But Chloe loves to come over and like she helped make Bishi with Chyna and Robin. Seeing Chyna just sit there and like not know how to, like, she wasn't really participating.
Where's Armenia?
She called it Armenium.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
it was Armenium. Like uranium or some sort of weird
she
element.
She didn't say it right.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And like I bet
I was
a lot
like,
of Armenian
you've been
people
with
are
this
like,
guy for how long and you don't know what it's called?
Okay,
I know. But I just loved how Rob was so into it, but then he was like, I just want to be here whenever you help make Bishi with my daughter. I just want to watch you, and you're gonna come over, and it's gonna be great. But just seeing him interact with everyone and be back into the scene with them and you know, making food with Chloe and bonding and talking about how, you know, he wants to be their first daughter. Like, I'm really excited, and I hope that that's able to happen. And I know that there's a lot of drama going on with Rob and Chyna right now.
Baby
but
mama drama.
This is the thing, though. Mm-hmm. The new news is that they are on better terms and they are talking again, according to TMZ. All
right.
So, I saw them on the
TMZ.
Snap.
They're
all
good now. As of today.
Okay. All right. Well, that leads us into news and gossip.
Hey.
I love this.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so I do agree there's been a lot of talk right now. I know they sent a lot of Snapchats back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I do want to talk about how Blac Chyna was denied her request to trademark the Kardashian name. It was denied.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the news today. I love that photo of her.
Work it, girl.
But yeah, she was denied. She's not going to be able to use and trademark that name.
And remember, they had an episode that was revolved around her wanting to change her name.
Yeah, because that happened a long time ago, and they're like, we have no problem with her taking the last name. But from a legal standpoint, when it comes to the brand and the business, they don't want someone cashing in on an empire that they worked very hard to
build. Yeah, no, they didn't want her. I feel like the sisters, the Kardashian girls, were like, they said no, to be frank. They're like, no, that's not happening, and they actually fought.
And
for good
reason. Like, I totally get that from a business standpoint, especially with Kris Jenner as the manager. You want to preserve that name.
Definitely.
But I feel if once I get married, which will, you know, in 10 years from now, I also got to find a boyfriend first, I would want the last name of my husband. So I totally understand where Blac Chyna is coming, wanting the name that I'm marrying into.
But at the same time...
Does she still... I was under the impression she could keep the last name, but she couldn't use it for business purposes. What is it?
So not trademark.
Yeah.
But
she can still have it. Her name is still Angela Kardashian.
Okay.
Like, she can go with that, but
she's not trademarked.
She can't use that in a business sense. She can't use the name to sell her own merch.
Right. Okay. That's a smart move.
Yeah, that is a smart move. I mean, I totally agree.
Don't try to come back, Empire.
Exactly. Because if she does get trademarked, she gets a percentage on a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
what if it doesn't work out with Rob?
Well, I mean, we've seen it go back and forth, and we don't know if it's going to work out. So I think at this point, she needs to just maybe not worry about the whole name thing, because you need to work on your relationship first.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on with her. Like, she wants Tyga to pay child support.
Oh,
there's just a lot going on.
But on a more positive note, today on Instagram, Kim dropped these three photos. I put them into one photo, but she did these little videos of these little neon signs. And it's saying 4/4/17 new drop Kimoji. So some new Kimoji thing is going to go on. I'm excited because I have all the updates. So I'm ready for this update. It's going to be amazing. I don't know. It's obviously going to be something new because for her to make this big deal about it, there must be something going on. Yeah,
she doesn't post a lot about Kimojis anymore. Right. So this has to be a very interesting drop. Any predictions on what she might be doing?
I think predictions are going to we're going to see a lot more Kimojis of her family or maybe Kanye or some fun North Saint ones. Because we have gotten a few of those, but those were widely popular, and I think she's going to come back out with those. But for her to make this big of a deal about it, I do think that she's going to charge for this update. Because, you know, it was like $2.99 or something for the app, and then since then there's been a lot of free updates. And then the pack with Kanye, Saint, all of them was $1.99. So I do think that this one is going to charge. But Kim does an amazing job of giving us a lot of free updates as well, which is cool.
And why people will buy it.
Yeah.
People
will buy it. The other sisters have, like, emojis.
I don't know.
Like
maybe
a Cole
they just
emoji or a Kylie one, you know, with the lips or something.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That would be
cute.
That
would be the little makeups and everything, like the lipsticks and... I like it. You know what, Kylie? There you go.
Kylie, let's do it.
I want my 10%.
I would want like a Kendall one with like a catwalk or something.
Yes,
like
just
a really fierce like.
Yes. I like that.
See, we have all these ideas
for the money.
Yeah, we need And our next one is a beautiful photo of Kim and Kanye. Kimye is reportedly by the Inquisitor breaking up, which I think is stupid. They're not breaking up. There's this rumor going around. It's been going around forever on the tabloids that they're having a rocky relationship. It's not working out. I really don't think it is. I really do think their relationship is working out. They seem happy. In these episodes we've seen, they've all been there for each other in this hard time. Next week's episode, we see that she's there for him while he's having this hard time walking off stage. You know, he went through a tough time. She seemed to have been there for him. She seemed to have been there for him, like, all the steps of the way.
Through thick and thin.
And he's done the same for her.
I can't even envision anything happening to them. And keep in mind, she's a Libra, he's a Gemini. Really good combination. So, according to science, you know.
It should work out.
It's all in the stars.
But I just love them. I think I think there's nothing wrong. I did want to touch on it, though, because I think a lot of people are talking about it right now. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's anything going to happen. It's going to be fine.
Fake news.
Fake news. Hashtag fake news. And then the next one we don't have a photo for, but Chloe has been flying a lot using her frequent flyer, getting her frequent flyer miles, visiting Tristan Thompson. And it's funny because, you know, she's so used to using these private jets, but recently she's been kind of having to take a step down and just fly first class on regular planes with regular germs.
Regular people.
So she's been having to, you know, do that, but I mean, she wants to see her man.
It's cheaper, especially if you know you got to keep going up there and traveling back and forth.
Definitely.
Girl, just get a regular commercial plane. Like, stop trying to do all this high-flying. Sit with me in the coach area.
Have you guys come up with, like, a couple's name for Tristan and Kim? A couple's name?
Oh! They haven't had a couple's name.
Yeah, they haven't. Why not?
I don't know, because their
like
names
Kim
are...
Ye,
their
Tristan
names are hard to put together, like...
Kristen.
Kristen's good.
Or close to. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Kristen. Like that. We'll do Kristen.
Troy.
But then again, that's.
Clolisten.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But let's go ahead and get into some predictions.
Predictions. Let's do it.
Oh, there we go. I was like, where'd it go?
No.
You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Clodictions.
Convictions.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, what are your predictions?
My prediction is that we're obviously going to see what's going down with Kanye, and I do like how they're a little candid and being able to show us what's going on, because we've all worried about him. You know, he's been in our prayers and our thoughts, so I hope everything's cool and it'll work out. I do want to say I'm really hoping for some more Kylie. I think it's going to happen because I've seen just from different things, like clips and different things like that, that it does seem like she's going to be more involved, which I'm super excited about. She's my fave, and I just love her.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
What about you?
Well, the other day, Kim posted an Instagram with Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
if y'all saw that. Ariana Grande was holding North, and it was a mirror picture that Kim took. So... I mean, this is way into predictions, like current predictions, but maybe a collab Ariana and Kanye. Like, I'm confused why Ariana is, you know, there. It looked like they were in a dressing room. So.
And I think she just wanted to go to the. I think she wanted to go to her show because it's hit music that she's listening to. I did see tonight that Fergie, Nicki Minaj, and Kim are somewhere.
Yeah, they're at an awards ceremony.
Yeah, it's like some fashion ceremony. Yeah.
And Fergie and Kim have collabed before on that MILF money. MILF money.
Yeah, that was a fun video.
Yeah, that was a cool one. I like that one.
Like the milk, and she's just like,
yeah. I love that music video.
It's very catchy. So I like Fergie.
I like love. I want that MILF money.
Yeah.
Love you it. Got that. I want that. I got that.
Exactly.
She's just really good. So perfect at like showering with makeup. Kim is just like,
I know. She's everything.
So good at modeling.
What is your prediction?
You know, I predict that they're going to ask, well, Kim's going to ask Courtney to be the surrogate. Mm-hmm. She's going to be like, finally, I'm going to try by myself, but if that doesn't work, definitely Courtney, I want you to be my surrogate. Just because you like being pregnant. I definitely see that. Kanye, we're going to get a little bit more into that, his mm-hmm. mental breakdown, and how Kim is really going to step up. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to be like, I'm the wife, like, I'm the mother of your children, I got you.
Right. So they've both been going on for a hard, they both have a really mm-hmm. tough time, so being able to be there for each other is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's about it for me. I got nothing. I feel like everything has been covered. I think I would... Like, in terms of what's going on right now, I would love to see Rob doing better in terms of his health. Like, mm-hmm. I am pulling for him. I want him to lose the weight. I want him to feel good about himself and feel healthy, be energized for the kid. And by the way, I want to note, like, on a side note, they all have really weird kid names, but I really love Dream, even though it's an unconventional name. Mm-hmm. I think it's just so pretty.
I think it was either Chloe or... Kendall on a talk show.
Kendall was on James Corden.
And she said that her least favorite baby name of all of them have been Dream.
Yeah, so I remember that. Yeah.
It was the
it's
eat or
my
not
favorite.
Eat. That's what happened.
I think Dream is honestly my favorite. I think it's like so like, I don't know.
Mine will something always be North. I just love that
name.
I like North. I love
at first
it.
I didn't like it, but then once
like, I like
we Nori. Saw North, I liked it.
I like her name when it's a nickname. When it's Nori,
Nori.
I think
I like
it's
Nori
cute.
Too.
Aww,
but other adorable. Than that, Dream is just such a pretty name.
Definitely.
I love it.
I love it too. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. It was so much fun talking about season 13, episode 4 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Make sure to tune in next week. We're going to be back. We love you guys.
Yes.
Follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV, and you can find these lovely people where?
You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Make me Kim K famous, please. Yeah. Get Mina like 100 million.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And my talk show, Millennial Hollywood, is airing the fourth episode this Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with special guest Ray Diaz. Thank you so much.
It's so good.
It's on the Popcorn Talk, so make sure you check it out.
Do it.
But we will see you here next week, and we love you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.